Welcome to the Pivotal Decisions Podcast, where we know that you make your decisions and your decisions will make you. I welcome all of you to Pivotal Decisions. Thank you for joining in today. And you can really be a blessing to the Pivotal Decisions Podcast if you will subscribe to the YouTube channel. Just find Pivotal Decisions Podcast and hit the subscribe button, and that's all you have to do, and you will be a part of the Pivotal Decisions family. So today is a special day, and today is also a very unique Pivotal Decisions broadcast. Up until this point, all of the Pivotal Decisions broadcast have been spiritual-based, biblical-based. But in the introduction to the podcast, I told you that we would have a wide variety of topics that we talk about on Pivotal Decisions. And today is going to be one of those episodes where we branch out. And today, we are going to talk about my college football playoff picks. And I'm a college football fan, as many of you are. And so I thought it would be fun if we talked a little college football on this episode of Pivotal Decisions. And what makes this even more special is joining me on the Pivotal Decisions podcast is my oldest son, Briggs Paris. And Briggs, welcome to the Pivotal Decisions podcast. This is great fun to have you on here, and we're going to talk a little college football.
Thank you. Yeah, it's going to be a blast.
And I know that you have an opinion about all these teams, but we want the listeners to know that we are totally unbiased.
Yeah, there's no bias at all.
No bias here. We are just college football fans, and we're going to tell you what we think and what we believe about the college football playoffs and the chance your team might make it. And it's different this year because this is the first year we've had a 12-team playoff. So, Briggs, I'm kind of excited to see how this all plays out.
Yeah, I mean, you know, in the past it was four teams, and now it's a 12. I think it's awesome because, I mean, you can still lose a couple games and still have a chance to make it, and it also brings a lot more teams into the conversation. So, you know, even if you're not in the top 12 right now, I mean, if you're in 20 range, you still think, okay, if we win a couple games, we have a chance.
It's added to the excitement because your team for at least the first month or so, your team has a chance. So everybody has hope. Everybody's thinking, well, man, we might could actually move into that top 12. Yeah. But it's actually going to be pretty hard. But everybody's living with hope right now at this time of the year.
Yeah, for sure.
So we have a little bit of an advantage because as we record this podcast, we have watched the first full weekend of college football. So we have a little bit of context, and we've been able to see some of these teams play, and that's helped us a lot. So I thought it'd be good maybe just to discuss some of our observations from the first weekend of college football. And I'll start with the obvious one that everybody's talking about is really what a bad start for Florida State.
Yeah, I mean, the first game week zero in Dublin, Ireland, I mean, you can kind of give a break on that understanding. It's the first game. They brought in a lot of transfers. It's all into the country, across the sea or whatever. And then, but Monday night, home, Boston College, I mean, it's definitely shocking.
They look terrible.
Yeah.
They actually look disinterested.
Yeah, I think, I mean, the offense is so bad that, I mean, you can kind of tell, you know, you don't score against Boston College, you're struggling. You're playing. Yeah.
Well, we know that if you don't have a quarterback, you don't have a chance.
No.
And I'm not sure they have a quarterback that can play.
No.
That can make plays.
I also think it's thing where, you know, Florida State just got a bunch of transfers. You know, they just overhauled. They did the same thing last year, and it worked out. They had a good year until the quarterback got hurt. But, you know, they tried to do the same thing this year, and, you know, it's not working out so good. So,
well, I think we're learning that you can't build your team every year on transfers.
Yeah. I mean, it's okay to have some. You got to use it, you know, some, but you still got to recruit, build, you know, and then kind of patch.
You do. I'm interested to see, like, with Ole Miss, because Ole Miss, I know they have a quarterback that's been there, but they have built their offense and defense around transfers.
Oh, yeah, 100%. I mean, they spent a ton of money on it.
They've spent a ton of money. So we'll see how they do with the chemistry of their team, bringing in all these guys, paying them all this money. I mean, they might have a good year, but I don't know that it's sustainable to do that over and over.
Well, it's just like, yeah, like Florida State did last year. They went all in last year, and they would have made the playoff if the quarterback wouldn't gotten hurt. So, mm-hmm. I mean, Ole Miss is going all in this year. So
we'll see how it turns out. I think one observation besides Florida State is just the overall ACC.
Yeah,
the ACC really struggled with Clemson. They hung in the first half, but it wasn't close. And you could look at those two teams.
You know, yeah.
They're not even on the same page as far as talent. That was bad. And then you throw in the losses from Florida State, two losses already. Virginia Tech upset by Vanderbilt, which was a shock.
Yeah.
And I know those fans have to be just totally disappointed in that outcome.
Yeah, I mean – that loss was shocking.
Well, it surprised me how they started the game, and Tech just seemed like they were just not prepared.
No. And I think, as Tech, if you look at it, like, you're playing Vanderbilt, you know, like, I'm sure they thought, hey, we can just go in, you know, whatever. And then they got down. They're like, oh.
I'm sure that's what they were thinking, but. I mean, if it's game six, you know, and you're in Blacksburg, you kind of understand their mindset is just not focused, but it's the first game of the year.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
With the stands full of Virginia Tech people on the road, they were the majority fans in Vanderbilt Stadium.
Well, we know from experience that's usually how that goes at Vanderbilt.
It is, but to go out there and seem disinterested the first half.
No, I'm not saying. I'm just saying it could be a reason. But, no, it's definitely not good to lose at Vanderbilt.
No, it's not good at all. It's
But
it's,
on the bright side, it wasn't a conference loss.
It's not. They can still win the ACC,
and
go to the playoffs.
And be in the playoff.
And get a bye. They can still get a first-round bye.
Yeah, and the ACC, as we said, is not great this year. I mean, for me, one of the big reigns was – I thought Miami looked good.
Miami did look good.
They got a great quarterback. And, you know, they spent a lot of money. And, you know, unlike Florida State, they got the right quarterback.
They've amassed a lot of talent, paid a lot of money for it. And they've done that for the last several years. But this is the first year they actually had a quarterback that can play.
Exactly.
And they've had poor coaching, at least in-game coaching.
Yeah.
But they have a good quarterback, and that's changed their whole outlook.
Whole outlook. Now, Florida's not very good, but
– Florida's bad.
Yeah.
They look totally out of it.
Well, I think at this point, I mean, I don't know how Napier's – I mean, there's no chance he survives.
He's probably done before the end of the year. But you know what's coming – here in a month or so, when they go into Neyland Stadium in Knoxville, they'll play
it.
Like the New England Patriots when Tom Brady was there.
We've seen it too many times.
We see it every year.
Every year.
So we'll see how it turns out. But right now, they look really bad. And that's a story for the Florida teams. Florida's down. Florida State's down. Miami's up. But
which I think it's cool to see Miami good.
It is.
I mean, for college football.
It is. But I think one thing that I've seen – across the board in these college teams, again, you can have a great defense like Clemson, but if you don't have a quarterback, you're not going to win.
No, I mean, you look at the top 10 teams, they all have one thing in common, big-name quarterbacks that everybody knows, and they're really good.
And they can score a lot of points.
The days of, you know,
I don't
Alabama, unless you're Georgia, which they have a great quarterback, but I mean, unless you're Georgia – talent-wise, which nobody else is, I mean, you got to have a quarterback.
You have to have a quarterback because no matter how good the defense is, you can't stop these teams the way they spread out the field and they score all these points. I mean, you saw that. I think one thing we saw was how dominant the top teams were in the SEC this past weekend. They were playing much lower level talented teams. I mean, they're fine for their level, but
yeah.
But they also scored, most of them scored over 60 points easily.
Easy.
Tennessee, Ole Miss,
Alabama,
those teams, Texas.
Yeah.
I mean, they, a good number of those teams had 40 or 50 points in the first half.
Yeah.
They could have scored as many points as they wanted.
100%. And I know it's not big, but then there's other teams like Oregon who played that same level who, I mean, Oregon, NC State, Michigan, those three teams who are supposed to be playoff contenders, I mean, they struggled
to they did.
Barely beat a no-name team compared to Alabama, Ole Miss, and Tennessee.
They did. One thing that I've learned, and I saw this recently, is that week one is a liar. So you have to give it a little time. But they did not look like offensively that they have the ability to score points to keep up with these top 10 teams.
No. And the difference is Alabama has a great quarterback. Ole Miss has a great quarterback. And then, obviously, Tennessee, I mean, we think we have a great quarterback.
We think. He looks the part so far. We'll see. This week will be a test, so we'll see how he does.
Yeah.
But these quarterbacks, Miami has a quarterback. Mm-hmm. Texas has a quarterback. These teams that can score points are the teams that's going to win.
Yep.
So with that said, what we want to do on this episode of Pivotal Decisions is we want to pick our playoff teams. And what we're going to do is we're going to start with the conference champions. So there's going to be four Power Five conference champions that will be the top four spots in the playoffs, and they'll
get first round bye.
They get first round byes.
Yeah. And those games will be like your normal bowls. So it'll be like, you know, Rose Bowl.
Okay.
Whatever.
So that's going to be exciting.
Yeah.
And it maybe is an advantage to get the first round bye, but maybe it's not. Maybe I don't know.
I mean,
you have to win
your
conference championship, so you're playing an extra game right there.
You think about the NFL. I mean, they have first-round byes. How many of them teams get beat
they
by
do.
The team that plays?
I think the last several years, those teams have lost quite a bit.
Yeah.
So I don't know that it's that big of an advantage because you have to play that extra game, and it's a tough game, the conference championship.
Yeah. We'll get on this later, but there's a certain game, if you don't get the bye, that you'll play at home and you'll play a lesser. That's probably
– That's the
We'll
spot.
Talk about it later, but
that's the spot you want.
To be in.
So I'm going to give you my four picks first.
All right.
I don't know what your four picks are. I don't know what your 12 picks are. I mean, I kind of know, but we didn't sit down and come up with a plan and say, here's my 12, what's your 12?
No.
So here are my four conference champions. And these are really not anything unique to probably what the vast majority of people would say.
Yeah.
So, of course, in the SEC, I'm going with Georgia. They're a machine. They're not going to lose. Although they do play a tougher schedule this year for once.
Yeah.
But they're head and shoulders above everybody else from what I see.
Yeah.
So Georgia and the SEC, I'm going in the Big Ten. I know Oregon is a popular pick, but I'm going with Ohio State. I think they just have accumulated a lot of talent.
Another team that spent a lot of money in the portal.
They spent a lot of money. I don't know about their quarterback, though, but, I mean, I think they've got the talent.
And Ohio State's almost in that Georgia category where they have so much talent that they just need a solid QB play.
Just
they
a manager.
Yeah.
But the thing with Ohio State and playing in the Big Ten, they've added these teams, but you also play a lot of lesser teams.
Yeah.
That gives you a break.
Yeah.
That's what some people don't realize. When you have a schedule where you're playing top 20 team after top 20 team after top 20 team, after two or three of those, it's wearing you down.
Yeah. And
so,
injuries is, you know.
It's a big part of it.
Unless, like we said, unless you're Georgia, who can, their third strings are five stars. Other than that, you know, that's why SEC teams just beat up on each other.
That's right. So, I'm going to Ohio State in the Big Ten. The Big 12 is Utah. Everybody's saying Utah. They seem to be dominant and better than every team in the Big 12. Although the Big 12 will have some decent teams. But I think Utah is the cream of the crop there.
Yeah.
And then the ACC, I'm just going by what I saw, and Miami looked better than any team by far in the ACC. I don't know what Clemson's going to do. They've got a dominant defense, it looked like, but they can't score points. So I don't see how they can keep up with the Miami. But no. So I'm going – that's my four that would get the first round buys: Georgia, Ohio State, Utah, and Miami.
Yeah, mine is the exact same. SEC will start there. I do think Texas can give, because Georgia plays at Texas, and they also play at Alabama. So those are two tough places to play. So I think Texas maybe could give them a run, but until someone actually beats Georgia, I mean, you have to go with Georgia. Big Ten, again, Ohio State. They have Oregon, I think, at home, and they have Michigan. I think Michigan may be on the road, but I don't think Michigan's as good. They've lost a lot.
They're going to be down.
And Harbaugh's gone, and they won't know the plays the other teams are running.
That is a pretty big factor.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm going to go Ohio State. Now, if Ohio State has a bad year, man, they're going to be all over that coach. If they lose to Michigan again, he's probably gone. But I'll go Ohio State. Big 12, I'm going Utah. He's like in his seventh or eighth year as a quarterback. Had a very good career. So I'm going to go Utah. I do think Big 12 will be not a lot of big names, obviously, because they lost Texas and Oklahoma. But I think it'll be, as far as like depth-wise, they'll have a lot of intriguing games just because every team's kind of about the same. And then ACC, I mean, how can you not go with Miami? I mean, I guess Clemson maybe could give them a run. But, I mean, just eye test, probably have to go with Miami.
I think you have to go with Miami. And Clemson does have a good defense. And they'll be favored in most of their games. And the ACC, though, it's hard to figure out because who are the really good teams in the ACC? It's hard to know.
Yeah. I also think, though, one thing we didn't talk about over the week is in the Big Ten, which is crazy to say that USC is in the Big Ten. But, I mean, you have to look at what they did and at least say, hey, they could make I'm not saying they're going to win the Big Ten, but they could at least make some noise.
Well, with their quarterback play, they've elevated themselves. They had a good quarterback last year, but the quarterback I saw, he's really good.
He is, and it's never been. I mean, obviously with that coach Riley, I mean, he won't be able to score, but it looks like they had a somewhat.
Now, okay, my only concern defense. Is that LSU's defense last year was so bad, and USC didn't score a ton of points on them.
No,
so. Is LSU that much better on defense this year, or is USC's offense really not as good as we think in the quarterback play? I don't know. It's hard to know after week one.
I'm just saying after week one, you got to at least say, hey,
they have a shot.
They have a shot.
So our picks for the conference champions, the first round byes: Georgia, Ohio State, Utah, Miami. Now, next I want to talk about there's going to be one non-Power 5 school in the playoffs. Yeah. They're going to be the 12th spot.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go for my pick. I'm going to go with the Liberty Flames. Only because I just want to shout out the Liberty Flames.
Yeah.
And I don't really know who the competition is with Liberty as far as who might make it. I think I saw like Boise State, some teams like that. But I did look a little bit at Liberty's schedule. And, you know, they're playing Jacksonville State and these teams. They're not going to lose. Salter is their quarterback.
Who we know well. Yeah.
And
they have a good coach.
Who got his foundation started at Tennessee.
Yeah.
Even though he was only there for a few months.
Yeah.
But he got his start at Tennessee, so I'm pulling for them.
They got a good coach.
They do have a good coach. And he's a winner. And they went to the Fiesta Bowl.
Yeah.
So the only thing that I could see is maybe voters saying, well, we gave Liberty a shot last year.
Yeah.
And maybe they might be a little biased against them.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I went with Liberty, too. I mean, obviously, because I want to see Liberty do well. But not that, I mean, Salter's really good. and they have a good coach. Now, like you said, Boise State, I think right now it goes on who the highest ranked, you know, team is, non-Power 5. I think they would go in right now, but I think I saw they barely won over some team this week. But I do think Liberty's got a good chance.
That's what I think they could be there, which would be neat to see them in the playoffs.
Yeah.
So we're going to go with Liberty, that non-Power 5 team.
That would be the 12.
That's heat number 12.
Yeah.
That's right.
No matter, even if Liberty gets to like 7 in the country.
Right.
They're going to be 12 regardless.
They're 12th in the playoff picture. Yeah. So next, I want to talk about Notre Dame, because I have Notre Dame making the playoffs now. They won over the weekend, and they're going to have to lose at least twice, maybe three times, to not make it, because they're going to put Notre Dame in there.
Yeah.
And so I have Notre Dame now, with the win over the weekend over Texas A&M, I have them making the playoffs.
Yeah, I have them in as well. I have them. I have mine actually. I have them at 7. That's where
number
I'm,
7.
Number 7.
Okay.
I just think with Notre Dame, like you said, their schedule is favorable. They play USC, which I think is maybe the only ranked team they play besides A&M. And I know A&M didn't look great, but that's still a hard place to go into and win. I mean, Alabama lost there last year. Plenty of teams that went in there and lost.
It is a hard place to play, but with Texas A&M, they always seem like they're a team that, in those big moments,
100%,
they just kind of falter. Yeah. And that was a big moment. The crowd was there.
Yeah.
100,000 people in the stands, and they just let them all down.
Yeah.
And that's kind of typical A&M.
Pretty much, yeah.
So we both have Notre Dame making it. Now, I'm going to talk about the Big Ten next. I'm with Ohio State, and I'm picking two more Big Ten teams to make it. So that's going to make three Big Ten teams in the playoffs. Yep. Ohio State is the conference winner.
Yep.
I have next Oregon, which they didn't play that well over the weekend, so I don't know if they're any good or not.
I don't know either.
But I know a lot of people picked them to win the conference. So I'm going to put Oregon in there out of the Big Ten, and I'm also going to put Penn State in there from the Big Ten.
Yep.
So my three teams out of the Big Ten would be Ohio State, the conference champion, and then Oregon, and then Penn State.
Yeah. I have those same three in. I have three Big Ten, the same three. But Oregon, I know everybody's saying it, but, I mean, I guess they have a lot of talent. They have a quarterback that came over from Oklahoma, but, I mean, he basically was told to leave because they have a better better quarterback coming
right.
in.
I always question when you play these lesser teams and you don't score a ton of points.
Yeah.
I'm wondering about you.
Yeah. Oh, me too.
Because you have to be able to score points.
Yeah.
That's the only way you're going to win.
Yeah. So I have Oregon in there, and I have Penn State. Going to win at West Virginia, I mean, it's pretty big for week one.
I was disappointed in West Virginia.
Yeah, I was.
They were kind of no-shows.
Yeah, I was too. I wanted them to – obviously I have ties there, so.
I thought they might have a chance to win.
I did too.
They were really not competitive.
I mean, I know they get a lot of flack, but hey, that's a great fan base, and that's a great atmosphere when they're good.
It is. But
yeah, so Penn State – and they were riled up for that game, West Virginia was.
Oh, for sure.
So for Penn State to go in there and look pretty dominant, I mean,
that's pretty good.
They've been a pretty good program. They just never have been able to get over Ohio State and Michigan, but I have them in as well. And like I said, USC, I can see them
squeezing in.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have Georgia, Ohio State, Utah, Miami, conference champions. We have Liberty, the non-Power 5 team. We have Notre Dame making it as an independent.
Yeah.
And from the Big Ten, we've added Oregon and Penn State to make the playoff.
Yeah.
Now let's talk about the ACC. The ACC, I have only Miami making it. They're so down this year. I'm not sure another ACC team is going to make it.
No, I don't. Not after, I mean, this week really killed them to have any shot of trying to get
just not getting an automatic bid. I mean, they need to have a good showing this week to kind of.
Well, with Florida State's 0-2.
Florida State is supposed to be that.
Clemson's 0-1. It was a non-conference game, but they didn't look great.
You can't get blown out by I mean, I know it's Georgia, and they're going to do that to a lot of teams, but.
Right. Still. So I don't know about them. If you had, I mean, the Tech fans were thinking they had a shot, and they still do.
Still do. But they have to go two.
But it's hard. If they don't win the conference, now they've got a bad loss that they have to overcome.
Yeah. And now we're going to be where it's going to be like the basketball March Madness where bad losses,
right.
Strength of schedule.
So on your resume, a loss to Vanderbilt is not – that's hard to overcome.
Yeah, and Tech has to go to Miami.
Yeah. So
if that was flipped – and I think they have to play Clemson. I think Clemson maybe comes to Blacksburg.
But, they do. So we'll see, but I'm saying only Miami from the ACC.
Yeah,
and the same for the Big 12. Utah, the only team from the Big 12.
Yeah.
So with that, I've added four more SEC teams. So I have five SEC teams making it, which that's going to irritate a lot of people.
I mean, it is what it is.
But it's pretty obvious.
They're the best league. The best league, and they're going to be the best.
They're the deepest league from top to bottom. Vanderbilt winning – does show that there's talent even from the lower teams.
Yeah.
So added to the conference champion of Georgia, which that makes your mother really happy that we picked Georgia.
Yes.
The SEC, I've added Texas. I've added Ole Miss, which I really struggle because I don't want Lane Kiffin to win.
No, I'll never pull for him, but I don't
they've got stars. This so how they play all year, I don't know, but they have star players.
They do. And if they don't make it this year, I mean, it's going to be – I mean, are they going
to? This is their year.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't see more than two losses on that schedule with them.
No. And they are honestly – I know there's no easy SEC schedule, but that's got to be up there as one of the easier ones.
That's the easiest schedule probably that they're ever going to get.
Yeah.
So I don't see more than two losses at the worst for them.
And if you two losses in SEC, you're getting in.
You're getting in. So I have Ole Miss in there. I have Alabama in there, unfortunately. But I don't see a lot of talent drop off with them. And DeBoer is a good coach. So
people think Alabama is just going to fall off a cliff. It's just not going
to
happen.
No, they've added talent to what they had.
And that, like I said, they have a good – I mean, he's not Nick Saban. No one ever will be. But that's a good coach. They have.
But it's hard to say this. But this year – now, I'm not saying for the next 10 years – but this year, they might be better than they were last year. So they've got a lot of talent.
They do.
And they've got a quarterback.
It's already another year.
So we'll see. So I have Alabama in there. And then I have Tennessee in there because Tennessee has a quarterback.
Yep.
And I know everybody thinks I'm picking them because they're my team, and they are my team. And even if they were bad, I would pick them. But they have a quarterback. They have maybe – one of the better quarterbacks, not maybe. They have one of the better quarterbacks in the country.
Yeah.
And the best quarterback in the SEC. And
what people don't know is they might have the best defensive player in the country as
they
well.
They do. He was projected maybe be the number one pick in the draft. They have a defensive line that is elite. They have wide receivers that are elite. And they have offensive line that is good, really good.
Yeah.
Now, they're not elite, maybe, but they're really good.
They've played a lot of football.
Experience.
Yeah.
Now, their defensive backfield is their question mark, and they're going to struggle there. But Tennessee's going to win games by scoring more points than you.
Yeah.
So I have them in there making the playoff, and I feel good about it. And that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. And Tennessee is going to make the playoffs this year.
Yeah. So – I have Texas as well. I mean, I honestly do think that they have a chance to win the SEC because they do have Georgia at home. That's going to be a mammoth of a game. It's going to be a lot of fun. But I have them in there. They have a great quarterback. And I think they're equipped better for the SEC than Oklahoma. So I have Texas in there. I have Ole Miss as well. Another great quarterback. They spent a lot of money on the defensive line. Not just guys, but big-name guys that has produced at the SEC level. So I'm going with Ole Miss. As much as that pains me to put Lane Kiffin in there, he is a good coach. I mean, as much as we can't stand him, he's a great coach. I have Alabama as well. I know there's no Nick Saban, which they're still Alabama.
Right. You know, they still have a ton of talent.
They're still Alabama, and they're not going anywhere. They have a great coach. He's won literally everywhere he's been. He just took Washington to the national championship game out of Washington. When was the last time they've been good? You know, so Alabama's in. And then, I mean, like the same as you, if Tennessee was going to go 0-12, I'd still have him in the playoff.
Exactly.
But honestly, without my heart, my mind, I really do think they can make it. I really do. Nico is – he's the best quarterback Tennessee's had in my lifetime. And we just had Hendon Hooker, and I think Nico's better than Hendon Hooker.
Oh, he's more talented than Hooker is, for sure.
And
now, one thing this does, though – now, we didn't sit down and talk about these picks.
No.
We have all the same picks.
Yeah.
But one thing this list does, it does not include, like, Oklahoma.
Yeah, and they could very easily make it.
They can with their quarterback because they have a quarterback.
The thing about it is, though,
they have a lot of talent.
They have a lot of talent. Their schedule is brutal.
It is. And they have a really good defense.
Yeah.
But they have a quarterback that they say, I don't know, they say is prone to turnovers.
And their offensive line is not great.
And the offensive line is it could struggle.
And what we know in SEC is you got to be good at the line of scrimmage.
You do. You have to win the line of scrimmage. You're going to lose the game.
And the thing about it is, though, Tennessee does play at Oklahoma, but they can still lose that game and still make the playoff.
That's what makes the playoff so good, is that you can lose a game or two and you still have a shot.
Still have a shot.
And that makes the whole season fun.
100%. So Oklahoma.
Going down the stretch, you know, for down the stretch in November with one loss, two loss, then it's really interesting. Every game is interesting.
And another twist, you know, the non-conference champions, those games will be on college campuses, which those environments are going to be off the chain.
That's going to be great. So, all right, so we have our picks for the college football playoffs. And what I want to do here to wrap this up, Briggs, is on this Pivotal Decisions podcast, is for you to pick your national champion. So I don't know how the brackets all work, so we're not going to do all the brackets.
No,
you just pick who you think is going to win the national championship.
I think Georgia will be in the national championship game. And I think, I'm going to go Georgia and Texas. I think they're going to play in the SEC championship game. I think they're going to play again in the national championship game. And, I mean, I'm going with Georgia.
Georgia is your national champion. So, Briggs, you picked Georgia, Texas, the national championship game.
Yeah.
I don't know how the brackets are going to work out, but I believe in Nico. And it's going to come down to Tennessee and Georgia, the national championship game. And me and you and your brother, Glenn, and your mother are going to sit down and watch Tennessee defeat the Georgia Bulldogs.
I sure hope you're right.
For the national championship. And we're going to shock the world. And I know everybody listening to this podcast that knows me is shocked that I picked Tennessee to win, but I'm going with my team.
Well, that means we're going to win the national championship in baseball, and then we're going to turn around and win again in football.
That's exactly right. Go Vols.
That's right.
Thank you for joining us today on this special fun episode of Pivotal Decisions. Hope you'll share this with your friends and family and subscribe to the YouTube channel. That would be a blessing. Thank you all for joining in. And you remember that the decisions you make today will determine your tomorrow.